USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr will reportedly announce the completion of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation soon. Now, the president was asked about this earlier today at the White House.
That'll be totally up to the new attorney general. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department. So that'll be totally up to him.
A massive winter storm is creating havoc for over 200 million people and folks in as many as 39 states. The system is expected to dump rain, snow, and ice across the South, Midwest, and Mid-Atlantic states. And these two people tell CBS News they've had enough.
I'm ready for it to be gone. I honestly want summer to be here.
There's getting to be no place to put it anymore.
And for the second time in 4 days, Las Vegas, Nevada could see snow. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
He's not fired, but Empire star Jesse Smollett won't be in any of the episodes of the Fox drama until further notice. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
As the Chicago police investigation into what really happened to the actor, who claimed to have been assaulted in what he said was a hate crime last month, the Fox drama is cutting the performer out of the action, his scenes and episodes of the series being slashed for production on Empire this week. Authorities also investigating a tip that Smollett was seen with two men, two brothers who'd been arrested in connection with the crime but were later released. And additionally, the FBI and Postal Inspection Service are now looking into whether Smollett played a role in sending a threatening letter addressed to him at Empire's Chicago studio prior to the alleged attack.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow rose 63 points to close at 25,954. The NASDAQ gained 2 and the S&P 5. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police are warning parents about what they say is a new risky social media challenge. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's called the 48-hour challenge. It encourages teenagers to stage disappearances for up to 2 days, as in 48 hours. As mentions of their disappearance spread on social media, they rack up points for the longer they stay away from home. Authorities say the challenge can distract law enforcement agencies from helping people who are actually in trouble. Police and sheriff's departments are asking parents to explain to their kids why reporting fake disappearances is a dangerous thing to do. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Just after the death of a sailor who was photographed kissing a woman in Times Square at the end of World War II, someone vandalized a statue commemorating the iconic picture. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Only 2 days after George Mendoza died in Rhode Island, Sarasota police say they're looking for whoever spray-painted the words, "Me Too," on the left leg of the nurse he was shown kissing. The statue exactly recreates the moment in Times Square. Investigators say there were no witnesses or any surveillance video. The kiss itself was a spontaneous act that celebrated the end of the war. The statue has been a Sarasota landmark for a decade.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress. The best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Hey, this is Steve with Garage Doors Only. Did you know that each year over 10,000 people are hurt or injured attempting to repair their own garage door? At Garage Doors Only, our team of professionals can safely repair or replace your garage door or motor. Our business is family-owned and operated, and we service all of Southern Utah and the Mesquite area. Don't be a statistic. Call the professionals at Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200.
The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming. Or is it cooling now? Or is it both, warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
After 9/11, Congress ordered a series of studies on weapons of mass destruction. In 2004, the EMP Commission delivered a report on the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States.
And the EMP Commission published 5 reports, 3 were classified and 2 were unclassified. The 2 unclassified were in 2004 and 2008. They laid out a scenario where a very entry-level weapon in the 20 kiloton range was lobbed at not a very high altitude over Cincinnati, Ohio.
Michael Del Rosso is an engineer and Pentagon consultant. He has worked with the EMP Commission, and he has participated in confidential congressional briefings on nuclear threats to America.
And the reason they chose that target is because that weapon, with the radius of line of sight at the altitude, which was a nominal altitude, would have covered 74.5% of all the electric generating capacity in the United States and 83% of the substations in the United States and the majority of the population.
Hi there. Welcome. Welcome on back. Kate Daly Show at your service. And a lot to talk about on the show today. A lot of directions, too. We're going to cover some politics going on right now that are kind of interesting pieces, if you will. I have Susan on with me. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
And Susan's joining me for a segment. We're going to be talking about some of those pieces. But EMP is a very... It's been on my mind lately. Why is that? And I feel like that we have a lot of attention on so many other things that probably don't mean as much as what's coming our way, and are we prepared for that as well? So I want to cover that in the show today, too.
Such a cheery topic.
Yeah. Cheery. Yes. Yeah, so yes. Cheery.
Yes. 90% die-off rate in the first year after an EMP.
You're going to want to jump off a bridge when you listen to today's show.
But you'll be prepared.
I know. You know what? But we have time right now to prepare, so we got to sound that alarm. But
totally.
Susan, I'm glad to have you on, because this is interesting. I was listening to True News. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I'll hit them, and hat tip to Melissa as well, who first told me about True News a long time ago. But they have some good people there, and they were discussing something that one of the hosts had been privy to, and that was this piece of information, which I thought was kind of interesting because it's right along the same line as what I've been talking about on the show. Is there are different warring factions, and Trump does not work for the same people behind the Bushes and the Clintons, and actually Jeb Bush was supposed to be president. I remember back in the day talking about this, and I can't remember what CIA guy it was, but they had spent a lot of money making sure that he made the rounds around the globe to prepare him to be president. And I remember back in the day thinking, and really the money was on him to take it before that whole year progressed in 2015 for the election.
That's right.
And nobody wanted him. And so then that brings us to the funeral of George H., which they consider to be sort of the godfather of the New World Order, and how his sons didn't want to pick up that mantle. And so there were notes that were passed out. And everybody remembers them opening the notes and their faces following the Bushes and the Obamas and the Clintons. Okay.
And passing the notes.
And maybe, just maybe, there might have been an agreement in those notes that they came to the agreement that they would not be officially prosecuted for a lot of the crimes against the country that they've committed, which is kind of an interesting theory, right? We've talked about this a little on the show, but also the fact that they come from different warring factions of the deep state.
Yeah.
And that all, lo and behold, William Barr was announced 2 days after that funeral as the nominee. And he's a Bushite. And that the agreement was this, he would be put into place so that no one was really officially prosecuted for some of the crimes that, that there's a lot of dirt on and that the Trump administration has dirt on. So this is just a theory. It's a piece of the pie that you may want to look at. And all of a sudden, now Mueller packs up and goes home.
Yeah.
As soon as Barr is in, the same week. That's an interesting piece.
Something big is going on. Well, and it's like a piece of the puzzle, and you have a board, you know, how you go for the border pieces first. Well, Cheryl Atkinson, who many people remember from her days at CBS, she won 5 Emmys, and now she has her own little network called Full Measure, and she's brilliant. She
interviewed, to tell the truth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She interviewed Sidney Powell, and I understand you have interviewed her. Yes,
Sidney Powell.
6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Well, Sidney Powell has this book called License to Lie, and she is an interesting character because she worked for 9 presidents, both Republicans and Democrats, as an assistant prosecutor. Well, she has come out and made this universal statement, blanket statement. The entire Russian collusion story was made up.
Yeah,
that's what she said. It was made up that the FBI and the intelligence community and the Department of Justice began an investigation against 4 American citizens simply because they worked for the opposition political candidate, that being Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell.
Isn't that crazy? There was a CIA operation called Umbridge that would mask them posing as Russian hackers to give it some validity. But the whole thing was just a creation. And that is very true. And I think we've all known that. And it's nice when people come out and say it.
It is.
It's absolutely known that it was made up.
She couldn't have said it any more clearly. Yeah. And unfortunately, there was a poll recently that said 42% of Americans still believe that Trump is some kind of Russian agent, which is crazy. 42%.
Power of media, right?
Yes.
There. Power of lying.
You realize they are watching some completely different information coming out. So she wrote this book, License to Lie, that goes kind of through this. And what she said was the reason they had to lie, the reason they had to create this false scenario was that they were trying to cover up a big crime. And the big crime was that Comey, from 2014 through 2016, allowed 3 independent what are they called? They're contractors, independent contractors to go into the NSA database and just look around, unsupervised and unlimited, whatever they wanted for as long as they wanted. And it was so unprecedented. It's so outrageous.
No warrant, no nothing.
No, he completely denied. Well, and then they found out, and what Sidney Powell said was that one warrant, so against one of those 4 individuals, could lead to spying on 25,000 different phones, because it's
one warrant can lead to 25,000 phones being invaded.
Because it's not just the person, it's who the person knows. All those people can be spied on, and who all those people. So now you're looking at a geometric progression of a huge, vast number of people. And what can be looked at are their calls, their texts, their bank records, and their emails. Can you imagine what is on people's emails? The videos, the bank records. Holy cow. And so they just opened it up. It was like cracking it open. And so these are our kind of our intelligence overlords. They've decided that they have a right to do this. But then they went to Congress and said, oh, no, actually, we didn't really have a right to do this. So remember that. It was because they took 2 hops. They call them hops from the initial warrant person. So say Carter Page, who they investigated, never brought any charges, and hopped to all his friends and contacts, to all those people's friends and contacts. It just cracks open our whole society and leaves us completely vulnerable.
Yeah.
So this is such a violation, she says too, but we know, of the 4th Amendment.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is completely outside.
And are we going to get rid of these people and fix this?
Know.
Or are we going to just allow these people to just keep walking free? You know, when I said about the not prosecuting, that was for the big you know, that was for the people with those notes, if that's the case, if that's what actually happened there at the funeral. There were some very interesting looks given after they opened those envelopes, that they wouldn't be officially prosecuted. But, you know, there has to be people that go down for this. Otherwise, we have no faith in our system whatsoever. And I don't really have faith in it now. So it has to go up from here. Otherwise, we lose the country, because you have to have a judicial system that's going to work and not be, you know, giving benefits to certain people. But I always find that it's kind of interesting. It doesn't, and it didn't mean that they made an agreement that they came together. They made an agreement with those warring factions because, this is the theory, is because they were going to call the dogs off a little bit on Trump. And you're still going to have your Pelosi. You're still going to have the theater that we see.
Right.
But they were going to call the dogs off a little bit in lieu of not officially prosecuting
as a negotiating
those that are
tactic.
Most known.
Yes, like work with us and let's work together and let's bring some people down. And so people are being afraid that they're going to be the one. You've played hot potato. You're going to be last man out. And so everybody's trying to make deals. And so one of those people, oh my gosh. So some of the people who are in trouble are like people in the Obama administration, Samantha Powers. Her name was on over 300 documents to unmask the names of all these phone numbers they were trolling through. I mean, again, completely unprecedented, such a violation of our privacy. And somehow we have allowed this to perpetuate itself. But Bruce Orr is another one. He worked for the Department of Justice.
And his wife.
His wife, Nellie Orr, worked for this Fusion GPS. And it just turns out last year, and we're finding out today, that she passed him an information stick just Trump junk, just Trump fake news, fake information. And now Trump has come out and said he is letting his director of national intelligence go because he's lost faith and confidence in him. Like, these things aren't being managed right. And so Trump is trying to say, you have to do your job. And so Congress is trying to do its job, but they're not being given access either. And Devin Nunes is complaining they're stalling, stalling, stalling. Why isn't the NSA cooperating? They're stalling because there are crimes at the bottom of this. But ultimately, it comes back to us as the American people, that we have allowed these people to become dominant in our life and get away with this. And our representatives are getting walked all over.
And they don't stand up anyway.
They're not standing up to them and saying, we will do whatever. Whatever it takes to make this sure this not doesn't happen ever again, because this is abusive government. We are in an abusive relationship with our government. I say, I mean, it's maybe some people say, that that's true. Taking it too far. Isn't this the definition? Somebody's going through your texts and your emails without authorization. I mean, come
without
on.
Without a warrant.
Yes. Really? And this was all supposed to be for foreign spies. That's what this whole program was supposed to be out. Sold on. And we always knew it was going to be used against us. And now here's the proof. And what are we going to do about it?
Well, you were called a conspiracy theorist if you thought it was going to be used against us. Because the argument was, well, why do they want to see my email with a recipe in it? Well, there's because they can build cases on people. And they do it all the time.
Yes, and use people against each other and pit them against each other. So they're very, very clever that way. Oh, so we're in a worse situation than we really know, and we have to keep our eyes open and be accountable for all this stuff.
Yep, and it's more swampy than we realize, and are people really going to finally go and be prosecuted? Who knows? If we don't see things, I think they know, though, that they lose the American people.
Yes.
There's been so many crimes right in our face.
Yes.
I mean, talk about Watergate was nothing compared to what just this last year.
Yep.
And the Clinton emails that came out, do you know those were never disproved? They couldn't. They couldn't.
No.
I mean, and there's some really disturbing things in those emails. So
super disturbing. No, you are so right.
Thanks,
and
Susan.
You know, we just have to try harder.
We do.
It's on us.
Thanks for your research. Appreciate
you're so
you. And be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Take your calls to 888-673-1450.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Wednesday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
It's the Findlay Kia Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now. Come in for the biggest selection of Kia Optima, Sportage, Sorento, and the all-new 2019 Forte. Take advantage now of significant savings and low, low rates. Never has there been a better time to come test drive a new Kia. So come take advantage and get your significant savings and low, low rates during the Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now at Findlay Kia on the savings side of the freeway. FindlayKiaSt.George.com.
Cache Valley Bank's a community bank, serving all of Utah. We draw from the adventurous spirit that first brought early mountain men and trappers to Cache Valley. Like Cache Valley, every community in Utah has a rich heritage, a history full of grit, hard work, and determination. Those adventures continue with the families and businesses that are carrying Utah into a future still bright with opportunity. We all have mountains to climb. Those mountains call, we'll be here. Cache Valley Bank. Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body. And oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code Kenyon, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in Southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With 4 convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020, 656-2020, or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this thing together.
I know. This song. Playing obscure songs you haven't heard in a while. And you're welcome. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you're on board today. In fact, I would love to pose the question. Hey, I do this 3 hours a day, okay? I trample over my words. I asked Susan to kind of hang out for a minute because I know that this is a topic kind of dear to her heart. But this is, it's an interesting one because it's been on my mind lately a lot. And I've been thinking about it a lot. And I wasn't thinking about it in the last 2 years. And I noticed that during Obama administration, we talked about preparedness a lot. And then we haven't. And why is that? So I've been thinking about ever since the start of this year for some oddball reason. And that was EMPs. And I was actually looking at a lecture by the author of One Second After. And he was talking about the formation of his book and why he wrote the book. And he actually is friends with Newt Gingrich. And that the day that the 9/11 report came out, they also came out with the EMP report, and none of the media was there. And he was there, none of the other media, and he was surprised by that. And a lot of people were surprised by that because everybody was in the room in the chamber for the 9/11, but nobody for the EMP. And there was some interesting information in this. And so they thought the only way they can get people to respond to the fact that this could be coming and this would be so easy to do on a nation like ours and bring our nation to its knees so easily, that we needed to have a little bit more, maybe a novel, something that would get people more interested in finding out more information. So he wrote the book, and it took him like a year to figure out how he was going to write it because he was going for like the Clancy thing. And then he realized that he had to write it about a town and also, bring it down to what would actually happen after, and what will we actually be faced with? Because it's one thing to talk about what would happen, but by the way, this thing is so easy to have happen. It's so simple, right?
It is.
And another nation can do it, and that's constantly what Congress was talking about. But what was interesting in the comments when people were hearing that somebody else would do this to us was, would we do this to ourselves? Oh, yeah, we would, and blame it on somebody else in a heartbeat because we've had a whole history of this for 100 years. And so we have to look at that as well. Would our own government do it and blame it on somebody else to engage in some type of war? I hate to say that, but that's so very true. And I know you know that. I know you're out there nodding, of course. So we have to look at that, too. But in their report, it was all about another government doing this to us. And so an EMP, what would really happen? And I know you read the book One Second After. What was your take after you read that book?
Well, I was impressed with the fact that different people, different characters in the book, because it was families, it was a whole community. What would they do in the aftermath of an electromagnetic pulse that took out all the electricity? Mm-hmm. And people who were on medications, after about 30 days, the community was very concerned and had a big problem with people who were now schizophrenic and running around like crazy people. There were the elderly who were just dying because they didn't have their heart medications. There were children with who needed insulin. And so all of these people had these medical needs that basically after 30 days, those people were dead. And it never occurred to me how vulnerable people are and how we've created a society with so much padding around us to keep us healthy and going, but not for very long. You know, most people have like a 2-day supply of food and people were just stranded in these scenarios.
There's a lot of ethical questions that come out of this too, like this. Think about this, because we don't give these things thought, but if it came down to feeding the people and saying that you have to agree that, say, the prisoners wouldn't be fed in lieu of you being fed, would you be okay with that ethically? Yeah. Would it be okay to deny certain groups in our society food to feed the remaining people that were there? Do we ever ask ourselves those ethical questions or put ourselves in the situation where we would be one of the deciders of that or have to agree to that? It's kind of hard to go there for people, right. But I think it's something you kind of have to think about. And also the fact that how many people would be affected and how quickly we would be brought to our knees. So there was a power outage in New York. How many years ago was it? And 11 people died. It was only 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's 24 hours.
Right.
People were freaking out.
Yeah.
And so I always think, you know, in the bigger cities like Chicago there, mm-hmm. Who's listening live right now, you know, you might have bigger problems than somebody, say, in a suburb. But would people come together in a suburb? Because after the first 3 days, what would happen? The reason I wanted to bring this up, too, is that this is such an easy thing to have happen because we are this critical infrastructure is so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we realize how vulnerable it is and also how connected we are to it. So in every aspect of our life, can you imagine tomorrow living like the Amish? We would be so insufficiently prepared for this. And the fact that we haven't had this dialogue for a couple of years for some oddball reason is concerning. It should be concerning to people because I always think that's when stuff happens is when you're least likely expecting it.
Right, when you're not paying attention to it.
When you're not paying attention to it.
But there are people who are paying attention. I have to give huge kudos to my husband, Kevin. Mm-hmm. He got this fan on Amazon, so of course he had to use electricity for that. But the fan goes on our wood stove, but it has no electricity. It just uses the heat to blow the fan. And I said, well, why do we even need that? He goes, well, if there's no electricity season.
Yeah.
And so I was just impressed. See, he was thinking
about it.
But unless you read a book like One Second After, your mind can't even comprehend the mm-hmm. hurt we are in for. And so it was very good for me. And after I read it, I said to him, we need to store more food, that we just wouldn't have a year's supply for enough people who would need it. And I think what you were talking about was triaging people. If this child mm-hmm. is going to die without insulin in the next 20 days, are we going to waste food on that child?
Yes, there's ethical questions that come up, right?
Yes.
In survival mode.
Yes.
And also, oh my gosh, it's hard to think about. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. LaVoy's book of Blood and Sacrifice.
Yes.
He also talks about that, too, and how the people afterwards dealt with it and how the martial law came into effect with it. And it was quite interesting. And I have read One Second After also. And I've started, you know, mm-hmm. getting stuff prepared for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary.
I thank you for your call. Yes. You know what? If we give this just even a little bit of thought, can you imagine like each month just picking up something?
Yeah.
Picking up a bicycle. Picking up, if you're not going to get the tubes that last, picking up extra tubes to that bicycle. What would you do if you did not have a mode of transportation or a car that actually ran before the year 1984, I think, or 86?
Right, without the electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so people need to, if there's one thing I would absolutely recommend is just Google EMP. Some people have never looked it up. Look at the Wikipedia article, mm-hmm. if nothing else, and just read what it is.
Yeah.
And then you can start going from there. But people are unaware of how this could possibly affect our lives. You know, we have a 20-mile-an-hour wind up by my house, and the electricity goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel frustrated, I'm irritated.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people are on well waters with electric wells. They lose access to their water.
Mm-hmm.
And that, they're cooking their food with electricity, and they're running their gas heaters with electricity in the house. Mm-hmm. And then when electricity goes out, and this happened, look at this huge storm that's just hit back east.
Right.
And people were freezing because they were in apartments with electricity. What were they supposed to do?
Yeah.
So
what do they do? I mean, this is a national electric grid that can go off because of something from the sky, which we were talking about with Melissa. It can happen because you get a piece of debris hitting it. You can also have it happen because of a nuclear, you know, attack on a smaller missile, but can still wipe out a city. So we're not talking small, but we're still talking smaller than an entire country.
Right.
And so we don't really think about that. We don't think about all the different kinds of attacks that could happen that would basically just wipe out the system. So then there was a series called Revolution. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people caught this, and probably a decade ago now that I'm thinking about it, but maybe 7-8 years ago that was on, that talked about what would happen. And people had wagons and they were trying to leave the city. And of course you had your nefarious creatures that were trying to take from people, and people were so vulnerable, mm-hmm. With their wagon and their stuff, that mm-hmm. they were taking their stuff and how would you protect that? How would you get out of town? Would you get out of town? Of course you would. You would want to, by the way, get out of a city. But do you have something that even goes onto a bike that can actually take stuff with you? Do you have
some form of transportation? Well, and you know what? People don't always think about the fact that their exit from the city might be clogged with other people. What's another exit from the city? What's another plan? Could you practice with your family?
Yeah.
And so the other thing that was always interesting to me that I'd never thought about was Kevin said to me, you know, if there is an EMP anywhere, if there is a terror, a major nuclear event anywhere, it's going to be chaos here.
Right.
And I thought, oh, why would that be? He said, because there would be panic worldwide.
Yeah.
And so we don't ever think about that either. We think, well, it can't happen right here.
Yeah. And
well,
grocery stores don't stock. So they're all that stock comes in daily. So so they don't stock anymore. And so what's on the shelf is usually what's on the shelf.
Yeah. It's like two cans deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's really, and the trucks are on the road constantly. So if all that shut down, those grocery stores would be empty in a matter, I'd say like an hour, hour and a half. I mean, it would just go so fast.
Do you have a crank light? Do you have a bicycle? Do you have canned goods that are pre-cooked that you wouldn't have to cook? You know, how do you get a candle to have more longevity and life in it? Well, you can freeze them, by the way.
Yes.
And you can also add salt to them. Adding salt to them actually makes them last longer. It kind of does the same thing as the freezer.
Look at you.
Right?
All clever.
So a thing of 32-cent salt can actually go a long way. And that's one of the things that you probably need to have on hand for bartering is salt.
Absolutely.
There's lots of little things like this. Like we don't really think about a battery crank radio or a battery crank light, which would really come in handy, or solar, because that would actually really do great. Or having trash bags, or having sanitation things, baby wipes. Baby wipes are a big thing, and you're going to want those around. See, every month, if we just worked on it a little bit and just spent this year, kind of each month, just getting something, maybe you spend $100 on it. I don't know what the amount it would be for you. Maybe it's $20, but working towards making sure that all these items are at your disposal, and not so that you're not thinking about it or worried about it. But if we just did a little bit at a time, it's kind of interesting what you can accumulate in this way. And you know, when you have a blackout that killed 11 people in 24 hours because of the panic, there's a couple ways to look at it. And are you gathering enough so that you can help others? Are you just gathering enough for you and your family? What do you have in mind? Because sometimes people will separate, you know, prepper from survivalist. And survivalist is all about me. And prepper is really kind of, you want to be able to help a neighbor or help people that you love and not just be isolated to your family. And I know it's a lot to think about just having these things around, but if we had an EMP, it would take quite a while for us to recover from that. And we would have a severe amount of deaths that came about because of that first 30 days.
Well, and the prediction is within the first year, it would be a 90% die-off rate. So if we have 330 million people in the country, you know,
there wouldn't be anybody not affected by this. And also, my gosh,
million.
Whole families wiped out.
So, we just can't even.
And I'm not trying to be doomsday-ish. That's the thing. It's like, this is not like a doomsday thing. It's more about the fact that we very possibly could have these things happen, and we don't think about them. And if we give it just a little bit of thought, I think it's kind of amazing what we could be picking up even on a weekly basis or a monthly basis right now to help out. Be right back, and I'll take your calls right when we come back on The Kate Daly Show.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
My name's Tanya Brown. I've been in recovery for over 18 years, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. The emotional piece for me was a lot of self-shame. I had no idea that there was another way to live, to be able to take my own experience and
give some hope. We want everyone to have a sense of belonging. To engage on a level, it does bring a sense of unity, belonging, and we never have to be alone again.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
John Gibson, digging up history. Presidential campaigns are known for lots of flags and lots of TV ads, and one timeless gimmick invented by a political amateur in Boston. That story after this. Want to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can do something about hair loss with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to help you return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women, too, for all types of hair. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at johngibson.com. That's Reveal for hair at johngibson.com. Click on the Juness button on the right. johngibson.com. Juness. Amanda Lugy inherited a rubber factory when her brother died, and she decided to make a go of it. She succeeded, employed 300 workers, and was an inventor. In 1893, she won a patent for a button covered in fabric. Suddenly, her buttons were everywhere, emblazoned with various different names. New names on new buttons in a flood. What Amanda Lugy had invented, quite by accident, was a staple of American politics, an item people in the campaign business say gained acceptance faster than anything else in politics. With the face and name of every presidential campaign since, Amanda Lugy invented the campaign button. I'm John Gibson, digging up history. John Gibson, digging up history. In the 1920s, Josephine Baker took Paris by storm. The singer, dancer, sex symbol was all the rage, and she had a secret. That story after this. Want to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can do something about hair loss with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to help you return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women, too, for all types of hair. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at johngibson.com. That's Reveal for hair at johngibson.com. Click on the Juness button on the right. johngibson.com. Juness. You can hardly read about the 1920s without coming across the name Josephine Baker, the African-American expatriate on stage in Paris, singing, strutting, a sex symbol. She was a star. When the war with the Nazis broke out, she became a French spy. She traveled under the guise of giving concerts with messages written in invisible ink on her sheet music. At parties with Nazis in attendance, she played the ditz and reported everything she heard. Josephine Baker, the Jazz Age singer, dancer, and World War II spy. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
I'm Deidre Hall with a message about your eye health. My mother had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which means my family members are at greater risk. AMD affects vision. And having low vision as a result of wet AMD, the more severe form of AMD, can mean a task like driving can become a major challenge.
I'm Dr. Sada of the Doheny Eye Institute in UCLA. AMD is the most common cause of severe, irreversible vision loss in older adults in the U.S. AMD affects central vision, which lets you see fine details. About 9 million Americans are living with wet AMD or are at risk. If you're over 50, smoke, or have a family history of wet AMD, you could be at increased risk. If a healthcare professional suspects wet AMD, a retina specialist can confirm the diagnosis and work with you on a treatment plan.
Routine eye care, including regular eye exams, can help maintain your vision. Visit www.geteyesmart.org for more information.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
This song always cracks me up. Way to mumble. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Join me on Twitter, Kate on the Blaze, and also on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show. I post a lot there, and so make sure you get there. Also, and Kate Daly Radio has the SoundCloud, so you can re-listen to this, but we're going to try and give some really helpful information as well on things that you need to be thinking about. For some reason, I felt just for a little while here that we're kind of ripe for some type of event, and they had a hat tip to Eric, by the way. They had a black, or was it Mike? They had a black sky event that they were training for the feds, right? Mm-hmm. This was about a year ago or a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, I mean, we're talking huge training on what to do in case this happened. And it rang a lot of alarm bells for people because they were going, wow, we're conducting such a huge exercise. Exercises always make me nervous, by the way, because I'm always wondering what can happen during those. And I think a lot of people were probably thinking the same thing. But if you really just look at it, there's a reason that they're doing that. There's a reason that also an executive order came out, I think, was it in the fall or was it over the summer? I can't remember now, the executive order on preparedness.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes. And it was, you better be prepared. You better have 3 months ahead.
Yes. And this is a national priority.
Yes.
From the president.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
And so this, I think it's a really good opportunity to talk about this 888-673-1450 and how prepared are we really? Because we have really strayed from this topic for the last few years. I haven't been as concerned, but why am I concerned now? Are you feeling the same way? Is it just me? Am I being weird? I don't know. But I will say this, there's a couple of things that you're going to want to have in store or on hand. And I don't think we think about sanitation. I don't think we think about getting around. I don't think that we understand about medications and what we're going to do about that. And you know that doctors will prescribe a couple of rounds to you.
Right, a couple of months, yes.
So that you can have that stored. And do you have skills? Do you know how to do something? Right now, we have this whole open web. You can go and learn any skill on YouTube. And I know you YouTube warriors out there that have sought after this and really tried. And you've learned how to do something. My husband's one of them. He's learned how to do a lot of things just from watching because he's smart that way. He gets things really quick.
He picks stuff up.
Mm-hmm. But do you have a set of skills? Do you know how to do anything? Because you have to have some sort of something to be able to either A, barter with, or B, you know, have a skill, have a skill set. Yeah.
Yeah. So training any skill, some people just acquire gear, but then they don't know how to use the gear. But even if you have training, you're not going to be able to do everything. You're not going to be able to plant and take care of people and, you know, heal somebody from something. But if you're part of a community, if you get a group of people and say, well, what are your skills? And oh, here we have a nurse. There is a doctor in our area who has a special license that in the event of an emergency, he goes down to the hospital and he will get a cache that has been prepared ahead of time of medications to bring back to our neighborhood and community.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so they have a plan for that. And so community preparedness becomes a much higher priority because you can utilize so many more skills and talents of so many more people.
Well, do you know your neighbor? Do you know your neighbor enough? Because like we were talking on the break that people kind of divide into tribes. They go a little tribal and they get suspicious of other groups of people.
Initially, they cooperate and then they kind of start splintering off as the food supplies go down and as they start getting more and more stressed.
Anxious.
So we have to just be alert for that and prepare and work against that and say, let's work together as a community. We'll be stronger for it.
And do you have foods stored that are easier to eat instead of just a bucket of wheat or sugar? I mean, it's great, but it's not. how are you going to sustain life on that? You have to know how to cook it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
If you have like 100 people under one roof in an apartment building, and it's cold weather, 3 days, the methane buildup will get to a point where the place will explode.
Thank you for that astute observation. Really appreciate that.
Gas poisoning by methane, by farts. Oh, my goodness.
Alexandria would probably love that.
That's hilarious.
As she outlaws cows.
But, you know, something to think about.
Something to think about. And are you on good terms with your local farmer? Do you know a farmer? Do you know anyone that can grow things or give you things, and even in a barter situation? Because I'll tell you, not only does your food supply run out very quickly, but also we don't have a lot of skills in cooking that way.
Right.
And it becomes like kind of like how it was, well, and how it is for the Amish. You have to kind of figure out and really analyze how they live their lives and really talk about and think about how they do things. Because I think what's interesting is knowing that you shouldn't open your freezer, knowing that you shouldn't open your fridge to sustain it as long as you can, right. Knowing that the ice cubes in your freezer should immediately go into your refrigerator after a day or two to keep the refrigerator cold. Eat the freezer first, the refrigerator second. Do we know that? Do we know to put salt in the candles to get them to go longer? Because you would be living by candlelight or solar light.
Yes, you would. And we're not used to managing candles. And you see little kids walking around with candles, open flames. That is just not who we are, and it can be dangerous. And the other thing about food is that we're not used to these super high fiber diets. You start eating this whole wheat everything, and it makes a lot of people sick. They are not used to that. So that's why you should be actually incorporating a little bit of it and eating a little bit healthier,
right.
And just pretending, just run it as do it a practice run, you know?
And also good boots, because
feet are very important.
Yeah, good boots, and if it's cold, I mean, you have to prepare for not having heat. If it was in the winter or if it was in the summer, you'd have to prepare for that too. Homes can become ovens really quickly, and that's why we always have people dying in heat, you know, related scenarios as far as that goes in the summertime in different areas of the country. There's just a lot to think about, and I don't mean for this to be overwhelming. I think that each month, if you just put a little effort or thought about it for 2 seconds and ordered something on Amazon. Right now we have it so easy. We'll long for the days when we have it easy.
Goodness.
When we really look at an EMP attack. Do I think that one is coming? It just wouldn't surprise me at all. And I say that in all seriousness without trying to ring huge alarm bells just for the sake of fear, because I'm not into that. I think that the fact that we have had the drills and the concern over this.
Yes. But they're taking it very seriously.
That we probably should take a look at it as something that's super simple to either our government perpetuates on us to, I don't know, divert away from some of the things that they're doing.
Yeah. And corruption.
Or to really shift things. Because there's a faction of the deep state that I think that would be very much into getting rid of a lot of us. And wouldn't, you know, you think, you know, they would want all these producers of the middle class. But honestly, I think that they could get rid of a big portion of us and
never miss us.
Never miss us. And would they cause an event like this?
Mm-hmm.
And could another country cause an event like this? Sure. Mm-hmm. So when you think about this, what would happen 1 second after? What would happen a day after and a week after? And are you prepared for your family? And are you even just prepared for yourself and the community around you? This is always... There are so many things. And do you have things to barter with? Let me just give you a little bit of a list. Do you have fuel? Do you have medicine? Do you have batteries ahead? Do you have tobacco, I guess, would be a good bartering tool, but alcohol, a good bartering tool, if you want to look at it that way. You know, I don't drink or smoke, but I can see them as useful tools as far as bartering goes. Ammo. Feminine products, toilet paper, these would be very, very hot commodities. Coffee would be a hot commodity for those that drink it, and salt and sugar. Those are the things, besides gold and silver and those kinds of things, that you would actually want at your disposal so that you could trade with those things for the things that you want, that you can't just go down to the grocery store. The thing that I think surprises people when they have gone through this, and I've read blogs and things of people that have gone through this on a small scale or a hurricane scale, when they're kind of trapped inside their home for a couple of weeks, is how much effort it takes to even produce one meal.
Yes.
How they ran out of water faster than they ever thought possible.
Right.
There are these things that you can purchase that actually take the air, the condensation out of the air, and provide water, like a gallon a day.
Mm-hmm.
There's bigger ones that provide 10,000 gallons for somebody that wanted to put a lot of money into it. But these things are pretty affordable. And if you could get that out of thin air, wouldn't you want to?
Right.
You wouldn't want to be subject, because once electricity goes down, so does the water supply, sanitation pickup. You know, rats are a huge problem when sanitation is not picked up. Are you prepared for that? Have you actually set things aside to get rid of that issue? Because that would become a huge issue.
Yes.
We don't even think about those things because we don't think a week out or 2 weeks out or 5 weeks yeah. out. We only think about a couple of days. And a lot of people in their, like, let's say their food pantry might have enough for a day or two. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, a lot of people don't store Mm-mm. food. I don't Mm-mm. know why they wouldn't, but
some
they don't.
Some people think it's, they consider it hoarding, and they just think, I like it fresh. Some people eat right out of the microwave, and so they just buy it that night yep. on the way home, and they eat right out of the microwave.
We eat out a lot, which yes. makes us so we have less supplies. Right. We don't buy in bulk as much. We have less supplies at home. Candles are a huge thing. A right. lot of people would be wondering where to get those and who to get those from, and do you have those on hand? Like I said, you can keep them in the freezer, add salt to them to keep them mm-hmm. going for longer. A lot of people don't realize that. There's a lot of great websites you can look at, but I think that we probably should be thinking about these things. And I think we're ripe for an event, and we're especially ripe for an event that would take us from, if we had something financial happen that they didn't want blamed on Yes. themselves.
43 trillion. Yeah.
Wouldn't they create an event so that they were scapegoated out of that?
Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? Is right. So can you see these things happening?
Yeah.
And where we haven't, might have, where we didn't pay a lot of attention to them in the last couple of years, a lot of people have lived off them just for job loss and other things. Yeah. And because buying groceries is getting harder and harder, we, for a lot of people on a fixed income, grocery prices are through the roof right now.
I know.
And they're not talking about it
no,
for some
it's
oddball
inflation.
Reason.
Yeah, it's a yeah. inflation and commodities. That's yeah. what the issue is.
I've often said our cereal boxes could be fit in a Barbie set pretty soon because they're so small. I mean, if we
miniature.
Really look at our detergent, it's gotten
right.
a lot smaller but the same price. So
exactly.
everything's the same price, so it doesn't look like the price went up, but everything's a lot tinier.
Inflation, massive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we're not thinking about the fact that we might have to live off some things mm-hmm. if things were to happen too because of the cost of food so high. So I only urge you to think about this a little bit each month. If you can, weekly, great. But do something, purchase something, whether it's a crank radio or a crank light or have things in your purse like food. What if you were trapped in an elevator during an EMP? Mm-hmm. How in the world would you get out of there? How
right.
in the world would you get, I mean, if you're in an airplane, that's a whole other scenario too. But there's a lot of situations we don't think about. What if you're on vacation? How would you get home to your kids?
Yes. It's huge.
You wouldn't. And so do your kids know what to do? Have
right.
have you even had that conversation with your kids?
No, you need the dry run.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be scary. It's more about just saying, this is what would happen if I was ever gone on vacation
right.
and this happened, this is what you would do.
Right.
These are the steps you would take.
Thinking ahead,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Just and really kind of training them in what to do. I do think that in that way that we can really help our kids to actually have less anxiety about anything that could happen if they're trained on what to do without you around. But I don't think we think of that scenario. I think we all think we're going to be home.
Yeah.
You know, we travel and vacation a lot,
right?
As a people. And so,
well, even 20 miles away, it's going to take you a while to get home.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
and so would your kids know what to do? Maybe a good family night is in order to be able to go over some of these things and talk about them and work a little bit each week to maybe get food and water, batteries, medicines. Talk to your doctor about getting a couple of prescriptions ahead that could really help you, because antibiotics would be something that would not be readily available.
Pain medicine.
Yes.
Think
about all those people off their meds after 30 days.
It's just crazy.
Because we have a lot of people on meds these days.
And let me ouch. Make one last suggestion.
Uh-huh.
There is a program on the History Channel, YouTube channel, History, mm-hmm. Called After Armageddon. And it
Your
is this scenario.
This.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
My husband Kevin was in this and helped actually write it
mm-hmm.
and produce it. And it has to do with a big major event and how people had to get out of a city and then
right.
go find sustainable communities to recreate, and how they did that. Who got sick?
Right.
You know, it's those little microbes that can get you. So
it is. You have to treat something early, like a
absolutely.
Cut because of sanitation, because of those kinds
yes.
of things. You might be looking at a situation where it could get much worse.
Absolutely.
Than it normally would, too. So just not to be gloom and doom, just some
no.
things to think about. And hopefully we're all thinking about them. And maybe this kind of gave us a little bit of a check on, hey, am I actually doing anything for that lately? I know that I have to do that to myself, too. Be back tomorrow. A lot to talk about. Chris Ann Hall joins us. And Wow. Just some things to think about. And you can share those on the Kate Daly Show page as well. Any links that you think would be helpful or good information on this as well. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it. And be back tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. Everybody have a good one.
I'm Ed Horrell with your Kindness Moment. If you want to take a look at what some of the finest companies in customer service have in common, I'll tell you. Take a look at the Nordstroms, the FedExes, the Ritz-Carltons, the L.L. Beans. Peel back the layers and here's what you'll find. You'll find a culture based on values that permeates from the top of these companies through their employees and to their customers. These values involve the way that both customers and employees are treated, and a mission statement that hangs in their lobby. Every interaction, every engagement, every motion is executed with a particular intention based on those values. They have a mission, they know what it is, and they keep it top of mind. It's often referred to as constancy of purpose. Companies that have a mission, a constancy of purpose, stand out from the others. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George. 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.